1057 The Hawk, WCHR-FM Manahawkin, an ultimate classic rock radio station. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 1057 The Hawk. Back to the U.S. Army Allshore Gridiron Classic on the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 1057 The Hawk and 1057thehawk.com.
And we welcome you back for what will likely be the last play or two here of this Allshore Gridiron Classic. Here's Campbell wanting to throw again. Going to flip it in the flat. Catch was made. But knee on the ground as well.
Hey, Ed, while you're there, ask Scott Stump to help us out a little bit.
Clock stopped with 1:09. We are kind of working our way through our interviews now during the game, and we'll wrap up at the conclusion of this one.
We're coming up with our Ocean County Player of the Game, Open MRI of Wall Ocean Trophies, Ocean County Player of the Game.
But we're trying to find another option.
Doesn't necessarily have to be an offensive player.
I think we're going to go with Andre Cochran, caught the big touchdown.
Okay, so our Ocean County player of the game is Point Pleasant Beach's Andre Cochran.
Campbell again throwing. Ed, if you want to track him down, you can do that right now.
Because there's other MVP awards, we're trying to split it up a little bit if we can.
Okay, let me see if Andre, you going in, Andre? Why don't you stay here? Because we're going to give you our Ocean County Player of the Game, okay, for the big touchdown. Andre Cochran from Point Pleasant Beach, congratulations.
Thank you, sir. It means a lot. It's awesome.
Okay, put it right up there on the top shelf.
I definitely will in my trophy case for the best season.
Hey, I know you feel good that Danny Tye came back and did his second half.
Yeah, that was my main back, so I always cared about him. Even when he broke his fibula, I was one right out there for him. So
you were a great football player all year for the Garnet Gulls. They had a tremendous season, and good, nice catch tonight on that TD pass,
sir.
From Sapinski.
One to remember. Definitely one to remember.
Andre Cochran from Point Pleasant Beach, you want to get a picture real quick?
All right, Ed, nice job there as we wind down to the final minute of this game.
Ocean County got the football back, by the way, on a change of downs. And Sapinski able to swing one to the outside.
So a lot of hardware given out. And when this game ends, as Ed has told us earlier, the coaches' awards will go to G. Patterson and David Calderon on the Monmouth County side, Ryan Sapinski and Dan Watson on the Ocean County side.
Well, there has been a change, Kevin. I'm sorry.
Okay.
But Tim Vangelis got it on offense.
That's
he had
right.
Seven catches for 79 yards. Easily the best offensive stats of the night from anybody.
There you go. So we spread it all around.
We spread it out. That's what we tried to do, yes.
So with six young men get some awards tonight. That's fine.
Sapinski again, and this time he will get sacked and dropped. And again, it is David Calderon. Very fitting.
He might be the most impressive player on the field tonight. He's got some motor.
I think Ocean County just took a timeout.
Now, they do have a trick play I watched in practice the other night, Matt. They'll throw the pass across the middle and a pitch back to a guy coming around on the other side. This might be the time they run that.
By the way, Kev, you know me, I'm not one to correct anybody, but did you say this is the biggest margin of...
No. I said the five games that they'll own in the win-loss series.
That's the biggest since the inception of the game, right?
I mean, this game, the first eight of them were alternated. Ocean Monmouth, Ocean Monmouth, Ocean Monmouth, Ocean Monmouth.
Right.
And it was nip and tuck, really, for the better part of the first 30 years or so.
Right.
But as Matt said earlier, really, Monmouth has kind of dominated a little more in recent years.
Yep.
Now, Ocean County will fall behind 20-15 with that one tie.
I was just going to bring up the game that I had the pleasure to coach in for Monmouth County when Eddie Conti We put up 36 points at halftime and pulled the horses and could have probably put up 60 in that game.
Deflected ball here on third down and long. It'll set up fourth down. This should be the game's final play.
That actually might have been that play because Belford was the intended receiver and Klimek was coming behind him.
Yeah, hook and ladder.
Yeah, hook and ladder. This will all likely be the final play of the night. Ocean made it interesting, scored late in the first half to get to within 12-7, took the opening kickoff of the third quarter, and drove down into Monmouth territory, but really that's where it stopped and really never threatened after that.
And Ryan Saplinski going to get sacked and dropped. The clock will expire, and that will do it here for the 36th annual All-Shore Gridiron Classic. Monmouth County, your winner tonight by a score of 19-7. They take an overall series advantage of 20-15-1. We're going to do a real quick wrap-up of...
We'll keep it right here.
We'll tell you, obviously, for more information on this game, you can go on SureSportsNetwork.com. Check out our partners in crime as well, Allshore Media. We will be back on the air right before you know it. That second week of September, we'll start our high school football coverage. Monmouth University football coverage coming in August, the last Thursday. The Hawks will open up our football coverage on the road out at Montana State. Some thank yous to go around tonight. All of the coaches, the administration here, and the coach, the game organizers, which, of course, are some of the best in Shore football coaching aspects of things going on right now. Ed Sarluka down on the field. Kevin Williams up here in the box. Our good buddy Brian Cedillo back in the studios of 105.7 The Hawk, and our onside engineer Brad Briascano. For all of us here at the Shore Sports Network, Matt Harmon saying so long to this one, the 36th annual All-Shore Gridiron Classic, goes for Monmouth County. They win it 19-7. Enjoy the rest of their summer. We're back on the air covering high school football, college football, and the New York Jets back on the Shore Sports Network this year as well. Hope you enjoyed our coverage. You've been listening to 105.7 The Hawk.
This has been the U.S. Army All-Shore Gridiron Classic on the Shore Sports Network. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk.
Tonight's game was powered by Open MRI and Diagnostic Imaging of Wall. Picture more room, picture shorter exams, picture perfect imaging. Participating sponsors were World Volkswagen of Toms River, Tool Time Auto Repair, Mulberry Street Italian Food Center, Jersey Paddler, Mark's Transmission and Auto Repair, and the law firm of Carluccio, Leone, Diamond, Doyle, and Sachs.
105.7 The Hawk. Follow Shore Conference High School sports all year long at ShoreSportsNetwork.com. Classic rock for the Jersey Shore. 105.7 The Hawk and 105.7TheHawk.com.